Australian Government Department of Health.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Zara and Kim with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a Queensland man is among several foreign soldiers killed by a Russian artillery strike during recent intense fighting in eastern Ukraine. Sources in Ukraine have identified an Australian Army veteran died in the Avdiivka region last month. The ABC is reporting, according to online accounts, the Queensland man was serving in an elite unit known as the Chosen Company, which was assigned to the 59th Motorized Brigade of the Ukrainian Armed Forces.
Albeit not being the only destination for schoolies, the Gold Coast still remains popular, with over 16,000 school leavers flocking to the city as schoolies celebrations kicked off over the weekend. The CEO of booking site schoolies.com, Matt Lloyd, stated the Gold Coast was the only destination offered 20 years ago, but now other popular locations include Noosa, Byron Bay, Bali, and Fiji. This news comes as organisers and police say teenagers are behaving better and drinking less on schoolies and are instead looking for wholesome fun, with revellers invoking responsibility over recklessness.
In national news, Victorian MP Moira Deeming says she will lodge defamation proceedings against a state Liberal leader, John Pesutto, claiming mediation attempts have failed. Ms. Deeming was expelled from the party after she took part in an anti-trans rally in March, which saw groups of masked men performing Nazi salutes. In September, a three-hour mediation session between the pair failed to reach an outcome. Ms. Deeming had been seeking an exoneration from Mr. Pesutto and her return to the Liberal Party room and financial restitution.
An investigation by the ABC has found Yida Pastoral Company in Western Australia's Kimberley region has been accused of negligence leading to the death of hundreds of cattle and the dumping of tons of abattoir waste in violation of environmental regulations. Footage has emerged showing the bones of cattle being dumped less than 5 kilometres from the Great Northern Highway. The fresh issues come in the wake of revelations last month that Yida owed more than $5 million to local family-run businesses. The Department of Water and Environmental Regulations said in a statement to the ABC they've initiated an investigation into the matter to determine whether activities are compliant or non-compliant.
In international news, in India, rescue efforts have been paused to free 41 men trapped in a collapsed road tunnel. The team has been working for a week. However, they've been slowed by falling debris and repeated breakdowns of heavy drilling machines. A cracking sound heard by rescue personnel has created a panic situation over the possibility of a further cave-in. The men who are trapped are construction workers who had been working on the tunnel.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all our news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.